9 minutes to eight. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday Breakfast with Rod Whiting on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. On to business now. And, you know, last year I had an email from a chap called John Malabar in Louth who got in touch with the programme really in desperation. In essence, John's son Ben had completed the second year of a plumbing course at Wald's College, and he did very well and wanted to go on to advanced third year course. Now, to do that, he has to have an apprenticeship. But despite monumental efforts, couldn't find anyone willing to take him on. So how are things now? Well, Ben Malabar is John's son, who was looking for that long for apprenticeship. Morning, Ben.
Morning.
How is it going?
Not too good at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've finished the second year, 3rd of July last year.
Yeah.
And I've had put posters in builders' merchants, written to plumbers, I've stopped them in the street,
you're just finding it a real
yeah.
struggle. You stopped them in the street. What did you say to them?
Say that I'm looking for a job placement, apprenticeship, and I had my folder with me with my certificates in and things, and showed them that, and they tend to say that they're not interested at the minute.
Not interested at the minute. What's the problem, Ben, do you think? What do you think is the problem here?
I think that the trouble is with a lot of one-man bands, because that's mainly in the area what they are, who I've been approaching,
yeah.
They don't want to be bothered with the paperwork.
You think it's a paperwork issue?
Yeah, all the health and safety and things. Because when I was at college, one of the things we were taught, when using a ladder, there has to be someone at the bottom of the ladder holding it steady while you're up at,
yeah.
on the ladder working. And there has to be someone else fetching and carrying. So there are three people on the job doing a one-man job.
Right. And why is that a problem? Why is that preventing you from getting a job, you think?
Because people don't really want to be bothered with all the health and safety aspects of it, because
the bureaucracy of employing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, you're what, 23 now?
Yeah.
So what are you doing at the moment?
I've been doing various jobs, improving my skills as building work, electrics, decorating, or tiling and plumbing. I've fitted various bathrooms. I've just finished fitting a kitchen. I've built a porch.
So you're doing loads of building jobs then?
Yeah.
But you still want to be a plumber?
Yeah. All this is being done at home.
I see.
Going through the house, getting everything sorted to how it should be.
Oh, so this is your house that you've been
yeah.
working on, but you would rather be working on other people's homes,
yeah.
presumably, as a fully qualified plumber.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, the worry here is because of your age, you're 23, but you're coming up against an age limit for apprenticeships.
Yeah, I've got to have an apprenticeship by the 29th of November.
Okay, now look, Ben, I understand the frustration, and it's not just you. There are an awful lot of young people in your position, and I know how difficult it is when you're trying to get a job and you're getting letters saying thanks but no thanks, or you're getting no letters at all back from potential employers, and you don't really understand what's going on. So what we've done here at BBC Wellington Breakfast, we've got in touch with a major employer in the county. Don't get your hopes up here. He's not going to give you a job or anything, but we've got him on so he can explain from an employer's perspective what might be going on here. Okay, so
yeah.
just hold on a second there. And let me introduce Steve Gelder, Managing Director of the Gelder Group, based in Lincolnshire. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Rod. Morning,
well,
Ben.
I imagine this is a fairly familiar tale.
Ben's tale, I wouldn't say, is that familiar to me. But if we put an advert in for a plumbing apprentice tomorrow, we'll get 200 applicants. So there's a lot of people out there say that they want to be plumbers, but we have to narrow that down to one or two places that we have every year.
Why would you... Okay, if you're a plumber or you're a plumbing organisation or a building firm, whatever, what would stop you employing someone like Ben?
Well, first, I mean, this is a personal opinion, right? Yeah. When we take apprentices, I did my apprenticeship when I was 16.
Yeah.
And I'll go through how I got my apprenticeship, because we was in recession, not quite as bad as the recession is now. But you have to set yourself apart to get the job to start with. But from an employer's point of view, I tend to find that getting a 16, 17-year-old... you can mould them very quickly into, you put them with a decent tradesman, within 3 weeks they're walking the same, the scratch in their ear as they get out of the van, the take on the mannerisms, so they're like a sponge at 16, 17, 18, these kids are, they come in. And then what we tend to find is when they get through the time, they generally stay with us, and they get to early 20s, and then they suddenly kind of grow up and become their own character. And obviously, they sometimes rebel a little bit, you know, they've got a girlfriend, they're thinking of getting married. They're suddenly... and we have this little rebellious time, and maybe they leave, and then they centre, or maybe they don't, but then they either come back or whatever, and then they settle down and they make great tradesmen. When we've taken people on, and we had an issue not just recently actually, when we take people on a little bit who are a little bit older, and this might just be because we've had a few bad experiences, but they tend to be in a different mindset. When you're 16, 17, your mate's going to college, and at the moment he's taking on 9,000 quid a year in debt. When you've got an apprenticeship, he doesn't get a huge amount of money, but he doesn't have any debt, and his training is all paid for. When you get to 24, your mates are all... buying the first house and getting married and going on holiday to Ibiza and things, and they've got a few quid in the back pocket. And when you're in an apprenticeship, it's very if you start an apprentice at that time, it's very difficult. The pressures on you for your peer pressures, you need a bit more money than what you're getting paid as an apprentice. So it's not as easy. It's a tough place.
So there's pressure on you as an employer to start delivering more money.
If you've got an unhappy employee, doesn't give great service. A happy employee gives great service, and we want staff that give great service.
Right. What's your because running out of time briefly? What would be your advice then to Ben and people in his position? Because there are a lot of youngsters now who are knocking on doors and getting frustrated.
Well, when I got my apprentice, I pushed to get an apprenticeship at a local builders, and I was good at football. He wanted me to play for his football team, so I was a bit lucky. So he said, well, come down, but you've got to work for a month or no, and we'll see what you like. I got there half an hour before everyone else for a month. When I eventually got my job, I used to get paid £39 a week, and it cost me £43 a week to get to work and back on my moped. So then I had to go at night and cut grass, and I just did everything I could to get my apprenticeship. Then I went through this bit of a phase. God, it's not a lot of money. My parents helped support me, and I used to go out and cut logs and everything. It's probably turned me into the entrepreneur I am today. But Ben's got to set himself apart. You know, he could ring, he could ring Mike Johnson, our training manager. I'll put Mike on the spot, right, deflect it from me, and say, look, give me a chance. I'll come and work for you for 4 weeks if you put me with a plumber for nothing, to show how good I am and to show that I'm 24 and I'll get through it. You make your decision after a month.
Right. That's an offer, is it?
That's not it. Get in touch with Mike Johnson at the Gelder Group.
Ben, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Right, you're going to do it?
Yes, I will do.
You're going to let us know how you get on?
Yeah, I will do.
All the very best, Ben.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Bye. Okay, well, you can't say further than that, Steve.
You put me on the spot there.
Yeah. Well, it's a great story of yours, by the way, and I think one that an awful lot of young people are taking on board, because it's tough, and, you know...
We now go into... Oh, you've got to get the news on, but yeah. We'll talk about it another day. Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, listen, great to see you. Thanks very much indeed for coming in, and all the very best.